Sagt der heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt es Nedarim, Perik Tes, Mishnah Yod, this person says, Keinem she'ena noises plainis, Keinem, I will not marry so-and-so, Ka'ura, the ugly one. And it turns out she's not ugly at all, Vareina, she's very nice. She doesn't look ugly. Or he says, Shchaira, in terms of Rei Levena, she's light. Or he says, Kitsara, oh, the short one, no, not for me. But of Rei Arucha. In fact, she's tall. In all these cases, Mutar Ba, he's allowed to marry her. And the way it's explained over here, it turns out it was a toss to start with. He doesn't even have to go to a Chacham to be Matir the Neder. Zak the Mishnah, Loi Mipnei Shu Ka'ura V'Nasis Nas. Not because she started out ugly and something changed later and she became Noah. Or Shchoyra, she started out Shchoyra V'Nasa Levein. Or Kitsara, she started out short V'Nasis Aruch and then became tall. If she physically changed, that would be noilad. Remember, if something changes after the neder, that's not a good Pesach. Ella rather, she neder tos. What he said was a mistake. He had the wrong perception. He thought that she's short, and it turned out that she's tall, or whatever the other mistakes were. Ella she neder tos, it was a mistake. Now, the Gemara says something's missing over here. Chasurei mechasur. And at this point, it should say in the Mishnah, the Rabbi Shmuel says, Afila ka'ura v'nasis yofa. Even if it does change later, shitaka was ugly and it changed, the neder is still considered a mistaken neder. You might say there was a story, be'echad shenodar mibas hachoysoy hanoya. This person made a neder, assuring himself to have enough of his sister's daughter. He was under the impression that she was a ka'ura, which means ugly. And they may have been pressuring him to marry her, so he made this neder. So what did her family do? They brought her into the home of Rabbi Shmuel. They made her look nice. Then Rabbi Shmuel said to him, "Bini, my son, Lizu? To this girl, the daughter you made the neder, you're not going to have enough from her?" So the one who originally made the neder said, "Lav, no, I would have never meant someone like this." V'tir Rabbi Shmuel, so Rabbi Shmuel was mater to get married to him. Even though, obviously, they helped her look different afterwards, even though beforehand, she may have taken not look nice, but Rabbi Shmuel holds that if it was possible to make her look nice, is a simon that she was never really ugly to start with. So even though on the surface it looks like, oh, yesterday she's ugly, now she's not. No, she wasn't ugly yesterday either. It's just that they had to dress her in such a way, make her look nice. Zok the Mishnah, ba'oisaisha, at that time, bacha Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel cried. He said, "Benois Yisrael noyesein. The Benois Yisrael are all very nice looking. Elisha haniyais minavaltan, but the poverty makes them look ugly. The person works very hard, under pressure. Someone doesn't look his best. Or worse, he looks his worst." Ukeshemes Rabbi Shmuel, when Rabbi Shmuel passed away, Hoy Benois Yisrael Noises Kina, the Benois Yisrael, they cried out like Kinos on Tisha B'Av. Kina means a deep cry, a lament, an expression of Ay. V'yomres, and they said, Benois Yisrael al Rabbi Shmuel Bechina. Benois Yisrael, cry over Rabbi Shmuel. V'cheinu Omer B'Shaul. When David HaMelech gave his hesped on King Shaul, he also said, Benois Yisrael El Shaul Bechina. Benois Yisrael, cry over Shaul. Shaul HaMelech used to give away the best clothing and jewelry to the Benois Yisrael so that the men should want to marry them. So Rabbi Shmuel was like Shaul HaMelech. You see how he cared for the poor girls. You see how he cared to bring out a beauty in a person, even though on the surface someone could look ugly. Okay, so what do we learn in Mishnah Yud? We learned if someone says, Kainim she'eini noisa ploina she ka'ura, because she is ugly, or the ugly one. Turns out it was a mistake. She's b'chlal not ugly. Well, there were other factors about her appearance. He thought she's short. Really, she's not short. In other words, the neder was a mistake, so automatically the neder becomes batal. Rabbi Shmuel holds, even with Maisa, she did look ugly beforehand. But afterwards, they were able to make her look nice, like a taka happened. Someone didn't want to marry someone. Rabbi Shmuel brought that girl into her house, and they made her look nice. And he said, I would have never made a neder. So even though technically she taka did look ugly, but was changed afterwards, we still say the neder is batal. And that's because Rabbi Shmuel holds she's never really ugly. It's just that the poverty, the pressure, she has no money for nice clothing, all of that made her look this way, but she never really was ugly to start with. And Rabbi Shmuel cried. He said, "Benois Yisrael noesein." It's the poverty that sometimes makes a person look not nice. And when Rabbi Shmuel passed away, the Benois Yisrael lamented. They really cried. They said, Rabbi Shmuel cared for us. He cared for the people that were suffering. Just like David HaMelech said about Shaul HaMelech. Shaul HaMelech used to give away the nicest clothing, the best jewelry, to the poor girls. They should look nice so that the men should want to marry them.